Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
GEICO.
Ed, get in here and shut the door.
What's up, boss?
What's up? You have to ask, Ed?
Yes, sir. Usually, sir.
Ed, you're naked as a jaybird.
Correctamundo, sir. Just as you ordered.
I what?
You told us Jimmy John's was going all natural, sir.
No, Ed. I told you our meats are now all natural.
Huh?
That's meats, Ed, not employees.
Oh, I get it now. It's our meats that are all natural.
Yes, Ed. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
How embarrassing.
No kidding. It's a good thing I got to you before your first delivery.
Yeah, well, I already spread the word, sir, and...
Naked?
Oh, no.
He's what? Naked? Naked.
Well, it will be Valonia's basketball to start this final quarter as their lead has been cut to one possession, 38-35, Lady Eagles leading it. Mears will inbound on the far sideline, gets into Beatty, throws it into the front court to Kelly on the right wing. Back up top now it goes to Beatty. Once again to Kelly, now it gives up top to Mears. Mears is going down into the lane, going up for the layup, no good. Foreman gets the rebound, back comes Mountain Home. Husky quickly into the front court, throws out to Pfeiffer to put up the three for the tie. Good! Hannah Pfeiffer now with 18 points. We're not it up at 38 all as we are 30 seconds into this final quarter. Here is Mears giving it to Beatty on the left side. Beatty going down into lane, now kicks out to Cash. Thought about pulling up for the jumper. She was just inside the three-point line. Now he throws it out to Beatty, and now she's going to be fouled. A little touch foul on Hannah Pfeiffer. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the second half. 7:16 left to play in the game. Again, we're tied at 38. Beatty will inbound it. Throws it to Mears. Now she drills out to the left wing. Gives it there to Beatty. Now Cash has it up at the top. Tries to give it to Kelly, knocked away, but Kelly is finally able to secure it. Throws it up top to Beatty now. Over to Kelly on the right wing. Back to Beatty. Throws it to Cash in the paint. She's looking for the layup. She will get a very tough shot there. Leah Cash with 4 points. And it is back to a two-point lead for the Lady Eagles. 40-38 our score. 6:45 left in the contest. Here's Walker into the front court. Dribbles toward the right side. Gives there on the wing to Husky. Now Husky drills up to the top, finds Martin on the left wing. Down to Foreman. Up top now goes to Husky for the lead. Husky going up for the three, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Kelly. Oh, it looked good for a moment. Back comes Valonia. Kelly has it on the right wing. Throws it up top to Mears. Mears will give it to Beatty now. Now to Cash, over to Kelly. Now she's going to drill towards the corner. Now throws it back out to Cash on the wing. Up top now goes to Patterson. Now to Cash. Now Kelly has it on the elbow. Throws it over to Mears, who drills out to the wing. Now to Kelly in the corner. Less than 6 minutes left to play in this game. It is a two-point Valonia lead. Mears has it once again up at the top. Drills toward the left side. Gives it in the corner to Kelly. Back over to Beatty now on the left wing. Trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Has Martin right there on her. Now throws it over to Cash. Over to Kelly on the right side. Her jumper, no good. And scrambled for the rebound. It was Cash trying to save it, but the ball goes out of bounds. She couldn't handle it, and it will be Mountain Home getting the ball back with 5:32 left to play in this contest. Mountain Home will have a chance to either tie or take the lead on this possession. It is 40-38, Valonia on top. Walker will walk the ball into the front court, gives it to Husky. Up top now to Foreman. Over to Pfeiffer on the left side. She's going to put up the three for the lead. No good. And the rebound, scramble for it. Controlled offensively. Now ball goes to Foreman. She's going to put up the layup. Her basket counts. And she is fouled with a chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. Anna Grace Foreman now with 8 points. That foul is on Aaliyah Cash with her third personal foul. Team foul number three against Valonia here in the second half. So it will be Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Her free throw is up and good, and Mountain Home is back on top. 41-40, Lady Bombers leading it with a little over 5 minutes left to play in this game. Beatty across the timeline for the Lady Eagles. Gives it to Patterson. Over to Mears on the left side. She's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Lady Mears now with 5 points. And it's Valonia back on top, 42-41, 4:46 left to play in the game. Walker across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Throws it to Foreman near the free throw line. Finds Pfeiffer on the low block. She puts up the shot. It rolls around, goes in. Hannah Pfeiffer now with 20 points. And it is a 43-42 Lady Bomber lead. That is the 10th lead change of this game. Ball goes to Mears on the left wing. Cross court to Cash. Now gives it to Kelly up at the top. Mears has it. Now she drills toward between the circles. Finds Cash. Cash has it up at the top now. 4:10 left in the game. Ball goes over to Patterson on the left side. Up top now it goes to Beatty. 4 minutes left to play in the game. Beatty dribbles down towards the low block. Now it drills back out to the wing. Gives it up top to Mears. Mears back over to Kelly. Pass was a little wide, but she's able to finally control it. Now she's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Oh, my goodness. Kenna Beatty now with 5 points. That's the 11th lead change. As long as back on top, 44-43. 3:38 left to play in the game. Here's Pfeiffer with the ball in the front court. Dribbles between the circles and sets up the offense. Finds Foreman at the elbow. Gives up top to Martin. Martin drills to the wing. Now Martin has it back between the circles. Over to Husky on the right side. 3:15 left. Yep, but Husky has the ball knocked away from her. Stolen, and now Husky's going to commit a foul. That's the fourth turnover against the Lady Bombers. And also the third personal foul against Mountain Home, the 15th foul. And now it looks like Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 3:13 left to play in the game. It is Valonia leading 44-43. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our Twin Lakes community since 1963. With 5 locations in Baxter and Marion counties, we are only as big as you need us to be. I'm Joe Miles, and our focus at Integrity First is to know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be right here for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
You know, it's kind of hard to believe that earlier in this half, Valonia was up double digits, but we've had as many lead changes as we've had. We've had 11 lead changes in this game. And right now, it's Valonia up 44-43 with 3:13 left to play in this game. Mears takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Patterson in the front court. Patterson throws over to Beatty on the right side. Ball goes down to Cash in the corner, back to Beatty. They're trying to look to get Kelly on the low block, but so far Foreman's been able to keep that from happening. Beatty has it on the right side, up top now to Patterson, back to Beatty. Now she's going to do a lob pass to Kelly. She goes up for the jumper, no good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That is Anna Grace Foreman's fourth personal foul, team foul number 6 against the Lady Bombers. Paige Kelly goes back to the free throw line, where so far she's 6 of 8 with 14 points. 2:50 left to play in the game. Kelly's first free throw is up and in. Well, the good thing is, even if it isn't, even if she does get this next free throw, it will remain a one possession game. Kelly's second shot is up, good. 16 points now for Paige Kelly. 46-43, Lady Eagles leading it. Husky into the front court for Mountain Home. Gives it to Foreman up at the top. Over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. Thought about the three. Now throws up top to Husky. Dribbles towards the right elbow. Kicks it out to Martin on the wing. Martin going into the lane. Going to give it to Foreman on the low block. She puts up the shot. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Paige Kelly picks up her third personal foul, team foul number 4 against Valonia. So with 2:31 left to play in the game, it is Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line, where so far she's 1 of 1 with 9 points. First shot is up, no good. One more free throw for Foreman. Second shot for Anna Grace Werman. She gets the second. She's now double figures with 10 points. Patterson takes the inbound passes quickly back the other way with it for the Lady Eagles. Now she's going to slow it up and set up the offense. Has it on the left side. Drills up between the circles. Gives it to Mears, and Mears is going to draw a little contact from Riley Walker, and it's going to be a one-and-one coming up for Bologna. Riley Walker picks up her first personal foul. That is the 17th foul against Mountain Home. So with 2:19 left to play, it is a one-and-one for Laney Mears. First shot is up and good. So she does earn the bonus. 2:19 left to play in this game as Mears has one more free throw. Second shot is up. She gets both. She now has 7 points, and it's a two-possession game once again. 48-44, Bologna on top. Pfeiffer into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Ball goes over to Walker on the left wing. She's going to go down into the lane for the layup. Blocked from behind, but also drew a little contact, and so she'll head to the free throw line. That foul is on Lainey Mears as her third personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Eagles. So Riley Walker will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 2:09 left to play. Walker's first free throw is up and good. That's her first point of the night, and it makes it a one-possession game once again. Walker's second free throw is up, and she gets both. She now has 2 points, and it's a two-point game. 48-46, Bologna leading it. 2:09 left to play. Here's Patterson giving the ball to Beatty, who gets it across the timeline, and Bologna's able to break the press. Ball goes to Kelly, who's going down into the lane for the layup. The shot was blocked. Rebound controlled by Beatty, and Bologna's going to keep possession of it. Cash almost had the ball knocked away from her near the top. Now she's going to try to throw it to Beatty. Ball is stolen by Pfeiffer, going back the other way for the layup. Off the glass, no good. She gets her own rebound. Tries to go back up with it, and she's going to be called for the jump ball. It looked, fortunately, will be Mount Holmes basketball on the alternating possession. 1:42 left to play in the game. And they're going to call a timeout. Nope, I thought they were about to call a timeout, but they're not going to. Pfeiffer inbounded to Walker, now gives it to Martin. Martin's going into the lane, loses the handle of the ball, and it will go out of bounds, and Bologna will get back on the turnover. Oh, that's tough. 1:38 left to play in the game. Bologna with the ball back, leading by 2, 48-46. Cash will inbound it to Patterson. Gets into Beatty, who gets it across the timeline, and Bologna's able to break the press once again. Ball goes up to Patterson. A minute and a half left now. Ball goes now to Mears. Mears is going to draw a little contact. Emma Martin with a reach-in foul. That is her fourth personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. So Lainey Mears goes back to the free throw line for another 1-and-1 opportunity with 1:21 left to play. She's already 2-of-2 from the free throw line with 7 points. Mears' first free throw attempt is up and good, so she earns a bonus. And she can make it a two-possession game once again if she gets this next one. Second shot from Mears. She gets both. She's now 4-of-4 from the free throw line with 9 points. 50-46, Bologna on top. And back on the Lady Bombers. Here's Pfeiffer throwing it to Foreman. Now Foreman trying to decide where to go with it. And now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 1:08 left to play in the game. It is Bologna leading Mountain Home 50-46. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, Peyton Husky will turn the inbound pass on the near sideline right in front of the Mountain Home bench as Mountain Home trails Valonia 50-46 with 1:08 left to play in the game. Pfeiffer has it now between the circles, gives it to Foreman near the free throw line, trying to decide where to go with it. Now throws over to Pfeiffer on the left wing. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. Scramble for the rebound, and looks like Valonia's going to get it, and they're going to be fouled in the backcourt. 54.3 seconds left as another 1-1 is coming up. Riley Walker picks up her second personal foul. This will be the last 1-1. This is the ninth team foul against the Lady Bombers. So it'll be Aaliyah Cash at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 4 points so far this evening. First free throw for Cash is up. No good. Misses the front end. Rebound controlled by Walker. And back come the Lady Bombers. And Walker is going to be fouled from behind as she crosses the timeline. The foul is on Lainey Mears. That's her fourth personal foul. That was the last foul Valonia had to give. Next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. Husky will inbound on the far sideline. Gets into Walker. Back to Husky. 45 seconds. Foreman has it now at the top. Over to Pfeiffer on the right wing. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Misses everything, and the rebound is controlled by Mears. She throws it to Patterson, who gets it across the timeline, and she's going to be fouled by Peyton Husky. That is Husky's fourth personal foul, and that puts Valonia in the double bonus. 36.1 seconds left, as it will be a two-shot opportunity for Lauren Patterson. These will be her first free throws of the night. First shot is up and in. Again, there's 36.1 seconds left on the clock, as Patterson has one more free throw. And she gets both. She now has 9 points. 52-46, Valonia leading it. Walker into the front court for Mountain Home. Tries to give it to Pfeiffer. Pass was wide of her. Stolen by the Lady Eagles. 22 seconds. That might just about do it. Mears gets it into the front court. Throws it to Kelly. 15 seconds. Now Cash is going to be fouled from behind by Riley Walker, and I believe Walker fouled out, but I was looking at the wrong thing. Walker picked up her third personal foul. So two shots coming up for Aaliyah Cash. So far she's 0 of 1 from the free throw line with 4 points. 12.9 seconds left. First free throw is up. No good. One more free throw, and if she gets this next one, it will be a three-possession game, which just might put it out of reach. Cash's second free throw misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Martin. 10 seconds left. Martin quickly into the front court. Almost lost the handle of the ball. Now ball was knocked away with 5 seconds left. It will be Mountain Home inbounding it on the near sideline as Valonia knocked the ball out of bounds. 6-point lead for the Lady Eagles. Ball goes to Pfeiffer. She immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good. And 1 second left. The rebound is controlled by Mears, and that is the way this ball game is going to end. A tough break for Mountain Home. They had come back with a very tough effort, but they will be falling a little bit short. Our final score tonight, Valonia wins 52-46. We will start the RBS Bank postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. RBS Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new RBS Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.